Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
State of Indiana, where Obama's ideals are not espoused, comes the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show as a means to tell all you liberals out there that you are wrong and we are right. My name is Kathy Hinners, and you're listening to Hour One of the Show, where we do what we do best, tell you what the government is doing to this great nation with Obama and his minions. We're showing you ways to stop them by following the true law of the land, the Constitution. And now, heard through ConservativeNationMedia.com, here is your host from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom, with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, Robert Garding.
Yes, we're back again each week for the last month or so. I've been self-plugging my new book, which is titled Night Owls, a mystery that has been a pride and joy thing of mine for decades now. And yes, I started it at the end of 1981 when my first wife decided that we were not to be together anymore, it seems, of course. I used to go to a little restaurant in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where I lived at the time. It was on San Mateo Boulevard, just south of Nall. And I'd sit for hours drinking coffee and writing, and that's where this book got its start, on a napkin. It's the story of Matt Joseph, a veteran of the Vietnam War, who decided upon returning that he was going to make something of his life, and he finally started his own private investigator. Night Owls is the first in a series that is forthcoming, and I hope you all go check it out. I put it on the in the chat room last week. Let me see if I can do it again here. Like I said before, I'm not very good at typing and talking, but I'm trying here. Let's see here. Okay, there's that, and don't get down to where it's the show today. It seems that this president we have is running on empty. He has to have a crisis to keep the focus of his nation off his miserable performance as president. So that is what we have in the process now, and all during his presidency, along with all the various and sundry crises that come and go of his scandals that in themselves would have destroyed any other president. Nixon was brought down by much less. But since Obama has been the Democrats' darling for much of his reign as the monarch wannabe of this nation, he has enjoyed an autonomy that most presidents will never get. And hello, Lady Michelle. I didn't get to say hello when I was trying to type in there. But that is ending now as the Democrat Party has switched allegiance and then now in the vocal process of trying to distance themselves from him and working to get someone else to be the go-to guy. And there will be that go-to guy, mark my words. And this isn't hard to do, folks. After all, Obama has not done anything that he promised to do when he was sworn into office. He has not kept the American people safe. He has not protected this nation at our borders. He has not kept the enemy out. As a matter of fact, he has trillions of dollars, and the media was against Bush for spending too much when Bush was spending, though too much was a trickle in the bucket compared to Obama. On this, the media is silent, and I had a little thing I was going to play of crickets chirping, but welcome to our 300th show. It doesn't seem possible, but it's good to have you all here. Oh, boy. Yeah. Now a black and white car all the way around the block. And the music it was playing for me. Now I wouldn't think that I'd have to list out the things that Obama has done that have been that would have destroyed any other president, but it seems that things have to be talked about because Obama still our president. That one little fact flies in the face of common sense and shoots it down. It is no wonder that common sense is being destroyed in this country and America with it. I've never understood why a people who live in the freest and most productive country in the world would trade their freedoms for a government that would be so big it could not only give you the freedoms if you wanted, if they wanted you to have them, but to take them away too. And anyone who has any smarts at all has to know that a government big enough to take away everything, the Obama administration. Things have gotten so clueless here in America because of political correctness and perceived racism that we now get headlines like this. Football coach fired because eating watermelon is racist. Yes, folks, that is a real headline. Then we get things like CNN and Costello who laughs at women being beaten. Huh? Carol Costello on her show on CNN actually laughed about a police reporting of Bristol Palin and a brawl, as she put it, that involved the Palin family. On her show Thursday, she said this, quote, "Over the past few days, I have been roundly criticized for joking about a brawl involving the Palin party family. In retrospect, I deserve such criticism and would like to apologize," unquote. Now, the only reason she was apologizing is because she was caught, not because she's actually on her show. She hasn't done it on CNN. She hasn't apologized on CNN. She apologized to, I think it was Politico. Things like these two things would never happen before. Obama promised that if we elected him, he would get rid of racism in our country, among other things. In all actuality, he is back '50s in the days of the Ku Klux Klan, when the burning cross was on the front lawn of black people was acceptable. People, we do not need to go back to that mentality. But we have a president right now who is leading us right into it with rosy promises of great things to come. And the media is helping him do it. Sadly, the great things to come that he is promising is the demise of the American Republic and the coming of socialistic government where everyone who works hard is punished and everyone who lives off the government teeth is rewarded. And folks, that is not sustainable in any way, shape, or form. America is already broken. We will not survive much longer if this trend towards using working people's money to fund the lifestyles of those who do not wish to work is stopped. And it has to be stopped. And I've got one guy in the chat room who says America's the most racist it's ever been during his 52 years. You know what? Well, I'm about 10 years over that, and it's the most racist I've ever seen. And I saw the segregation stuff that was going on in the 60s. I'm old enough to remember that. Ridiculous, folks. We have gone beyond this. But when we elected Obama, the one promise he did keep was that he wanted to fundamentally change America. Well, he has. It's time to change it back, but I'm hoping that it is too late to do that, because it is getting close. ConservativeNationMedia.com is coming back. And our friendly local pilot in command and POP spokesman Duke Brooks calls himself a paleocon, and rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy, Bill Buckley, and Senator Chambers, so what would you expect? There's no true rumor that he has a dartboard on his wall with a picture of Alger Kiss's picture photo on it, but wouldn't that be cool? You can get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and anger flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks. Coming back to CNN soon. Watch and listen for more after the election when CNN returns. And when that happens, we will I will probably stay here at the 6 o'clock, five o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern time slot because I like this. It seems that there are more people out there who can listen, and I think it would be a much better time slot for me than 4 o'clock. Because you know, at 4 o'clock, I was always wanting to be outside around. But I digress. Now the trend towards a world here in America that is totally unrealistic and unwanted by the American people is steadily being brought into our living rooms by this government that we have in place. And the time is coming really quickly now where we can change this if we will. I'm talking about the coming election in a few days. We need to sit back, study, research, and vet everyone who is running. Someone who is there to destroy America can easily be seen by their actions, not by what they are saying today, because they will always change what they are saying just to win an election. And then they'll go right back to the way they were doing things. Obama will give a speech now talking about the greatness of America and how under his watchful eye, it will never wither and die. Yet all you have to do is look at what he has done since day one of his presidency, and you will see, without a doubt, that all he has been doing is destroying this nation. We are now over $16 trillion in debt, probably closer to $17 trillion than anything. Half of that has been Obama and his spending policies alone. He has spent so much more than every other president from George Washington to George W. Bush ever thought of spending or ever spent. But what is really going on in this nation, as sick as it can be, is this so-called war on women. You know, the one that the liberal media and the liberals in our government say is being waged on women by the Republicans. Well, here's where the real war on women is being fought. The other day, Carol Castillo of CNN laughed at a video that showed Sarah Palin's daughter being assaulted by several men. She later sort of apologized for it because of the irate people that were calling her on it, emailing her, inundating her email inbox with telling her that she was stupid for doing this. So she, you know, but she didn't apologize because she meant it, but because she was being hounded to do so. And she didn't apologize on air where she needs to do it. Carol Costello, a woman who thinks it's funny when a woman of conservative persuasion gets beat up and drugged through the streets in a dress. Why? I guess it's because her hatred for the Palin family is stronger than her decency, which apparently she doesn't have any of. All you have to think on when it comes to this is, what if this woman wasn't Sarah Palin's daughter? What if this woman had been Chelsea Clinton? If she had been Miss Clinton, everyone in America would know who the man or men were. Not only that, they would all be in jail, probably so fast that their heads would swim. If this woman on the in the audio was not Sarah Palin's daughter, but one of Obama's daughters, we would all know the offender's name, face, and everything else about him. And he would also be in jail. One of the things that Carol Costello felt the need to point out was on her, you know, about this was that no charges have been pressed against anyone. Really? Carol, this was an assault from men against a woman. I thought you were for women's rights. Oh, yeah. I guess the woman is a liberal. If she is a conservative, then she had to deserve it in some way. You are a shameless hussy and deserve to be taken off the air and blackballed. Now, if I had the audio of Bristol Palin describing, you know, and I had it, of her describing what happened, but most of it was leaked out because the media felt it was necessary. But, folks, that is where the real war on women is. It isn't coming from the Republican side of the aisle, I guarantee you that. Well, maybe from a couple of the liberal-sided Republicans. But if it was, then the men involved in this meeting of Crystal Palin and her sister would be in jail now, and media idiots like Carol Costello would not be laughing about it. She would not feel the need to have to apologize for her behavior. But this is to Ms. Castile. If you were really sorry, you would apologize for your horrible behavior while on the air on CNN, not somewhere else. So your listeners could hear you apologize to them. So your apology on Politico means nothing to me, because I am sure that none of your listeners, or very few of them, even read that apology, that publication. Until you apologize on the air, on your show on CNN, you are nothing more than a propaganda whore. And finally, Daily Roll Call, who is actually Kathy Kinners, who does the intro for this show, she has an article on the Bledsoe County Correctional Complex in Tennessee, where on Saturday, a prison official came into the visitation gallery and removed Bibles that had been there for years. Two women who had asked not to be identified said they both witnessed the Bible roundup firsthand. Quote, he started jerking Bibles off the shelf where they're being held, said the first woman. He even approached an elderly man who was there, a visitor, and literally ripped the Bible from his hand. They wouldn't tell if he was throwing them into a box or a trash can, but they were airborne, the woman added. The removal of Bibles stems from a friends and family forum hosted by Commissioner Derek Schofield. The events are meant to promote, now get this, better communication with loved ones of inmates. Now, how does throwing out their Bibles give better communication with loved ones to the inmates? Things reportedly went south from there when the second woman was asked about placing the Koran in the visitation gallery. It seemed everything was okay as long as it was just about Bibles. The change was made in the name of equality. I have said this many times on this show and on my blog and videos. It was done for political correctness, which is killing this country. Nothing more. Question here is, and Kathy asked the same question, they removed the Bibles, but did they remove the Koran? We are a Christian nation, no matter what Obama says, not an Islamic nation. And please get it straight for once. Our government is so afraid of political correctness right now that they're afraid to say the correct thing because they're afraid they're going to offend someone. Here's the problem. If they say what they've been saying, they still offend someone. But the persons that they offend then are the average American people. We don't count. We don't matter. Only the Islamists and the Muslims and the illegal invaders who come into this country illegally matter to Obama. Nothing else does, because in these people, he can get himself a voting bloc that will always vote for him because he knows darn good and well he's losing his regular one. He's not doing what he needs to be doing to save this country. He's not doing his job. And if it was up to me, when he left office, his pay would stop then too, because he has not done anything to deserve the money he's getting. And simple. As a final note, this gem was written by one of my readers of my blog, which is a comment that needs to be shared. If we are to save this great nation from the ruin that the Washington elite have on the road, here is what was written. At one time, we elected people of good and proven character and competence to office. We elected people we could trust to do the job without having to micromanage them in every way, shape, and form. Now we elect the ones who spend the most on warm and fuzzy ads with fuzzy logic or nothing of substance at all to say, who have no experience and less character. Look at the number of domestic violence cases and drug charges present in those in Congress, who would have difficulty finding their posterior if they were sitting on their hands. Since they are sitting on their hands because they do not know how to do much else, all they do is flap their jaws, stirring up confusion and unrest so they can make soothing speeches about what they are going to talk about the next time they are in Washington. Until we learn how to discern between media hype about a candidate and true signs of character and leadership ability, nothing will change for the better. Congress should not be a place where the self-serving elite find a place to fatten their own coffers, but a place where concerned citizens elected by their peers, citizens, not just the ones who voted for them. Investigate the people running for office. Find out what their history in other leadership roles is. Find out what they have done that benefits their community or detracts from its value. Know their agenda. Would you trust them to take care of your children? Would you trust them to pay your bills? Stay away from those you cannot trust to do what is good and right for the country. Now, isn't that the truth? Wake up, people, while we still have a country to save. Starting in to the election, Duke Brooks, who is the leader of conservative nation media, has informed me that we are indeed going to return as a network. I have kept the brand going for the time that we haven't been essentially here. I've been the only one here with for CNM. CNM will be back after the election. We're going to have all our shows back, and if not the ones, I haven't been assured that every one of them are going to be back, but hopefully most all of them will be back, plus maybe a few more. I don't know. I haven't been told this, but starting after the election, conservative nation media will be back, hopefully on a daily basis like we were before with 2-hour shows, which... that's going to be a little harder on me because I've got the joy of these half-hour shows where I can talk about one or two things and then finish up and end it with a bang, not have to worry about fighting to find time to get my stuff together because, well, I really don't have to anyway because there's so darn much going on out of Washington, D.C. that it's... hard not to notice something that needs to be talked about. And it was mentioned in the chat room again that I would say Obama commits treason on a regular basis. That there's been a lot of things I've far less. And the ladies on The View say that Clinton was impeached. Well, he really wasn't. And that he stayed in office. If he'd have been fully impeached, he would have been taken out of office like Nixon was. But we have a differing bunch of morals when it comes to being a conservative or a liberal. To a liberal, you can commit murder like Ted Kennedy did, stay in the Senate for the rest of his life. But remember, folks, that after the election in a week or so, conservative nation media will be back. This nation needs another network that will try to get the real news out so people who want news have more to listen to than the hacks at CNN and their media whores. So God bless America, God bless our troops, and stay tuned for more on the upcoming restarting of conservative nation media. This is the new Wise Conservatism Radio Show, and I am Robert D. and Fidel Garding on Conservative Nation Media for this Saturday, the 25th of October. My gosh, it's gone in the year of our Lord, 2014. In 6 days, it's Halloween, folks. Hope everybody's going to have fun and stay safe. And so God bless you all. See you again next week, same time, same network, same truth in the news. Have a good day, everyone. Thanks for coming in.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that
God bless you all.